Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange today with us. It's good to see you. And we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. So as you can see, we have psychic medium Utsava here. And for those checking her out for the first time, Utsava is world renowned with her accurate predictions and prophecies about Trump, Obama, Hollywood, royals, New World Order, aliens, deep state, satanic cults, and political events we are currently living through right now, all of which she predicted years ago. You'll be able to find Utsava at patreon.com/Utsava and Utsava.net. We'll have links for you throughout the show.
I don't know why you don't have that memorized.
What's that?
Nearby.
I'm getting better at it. I'm not having to look at the notes too much, though. They unheard it, but thank you all again. If you haven't already, just hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell so we can keep you constantly informed about our guests that are coming on real time. So thank you and much love for that.
And thank you also for joining our other social media platforms, and all of our links, Twitter and all the other platforms we're on, are always in the descriptions. And we certainly appreciate all your love and all of your support.
Yep, for sure. And you guys have a lot of questions. Guys and girls have a lot of questions for Utsava. So we're going to dive right in for you, right?
I want to start. Yes, Jay. Okay. I'm going to start with probably one of the most requested questions that we get. And normally most people want to know if there's a current cure for autism. But Faith wants to know, her son is autistic, and she would like to know, is there going to be a cure for autism in the future?
Yes, I believe there's going to be a cure for autism in the future. Yay. And the hydroxychloroquine is also part of this cure, or is going to be part of this cure,
really?
But they are coming up with more things and more remedies. And when children are autistic, oftentimes they have a lot of toxins inside of them, especially heavy metals. And so it's good to do a really good detox and cleanse and support the liver, and use chelation with chlorella, for instance, the one from Taiwan and Korea we've been talking about, or zeolite and other things to use a certain type of chelation to really draw out these heavy metals deep from your cellular level.
For parents that have autistic children, what about dietary? Should they stay away from sugar or carbohydrates? Does that make a difference, or that doesn't matter at all?
Yeah, that's definitely good to keep low on sugar and low on staple foods, such as pasta and rice and things like that. And a majority of the food should be, a large majority should be vegetables, fruit, salad, things like that. And a lot of autistic children, interestingly, they want a lot of sugar and sweets and things like that. And there's also a lot of toxins in a lot of these sweets, like coloring and all that, that makes kind of everything worse. When you give your children sweets, then just give them natural sweets, you know, not the synthetic stuff, like, you know, you go to Trader Joe's or the health food store, get natural gummy bears and all that, with natural colorings and, you know, natural sugar, you know.
Is it the, when you're looking at that,
synthetic?
Mm-hmm. When you're looking at that, when on the back of a packet it says sugars, then it says additional sugars. Is it the additional sugars that are the worrisome part?
Yeah, like corn syrup are really the bad sugars, you know, corn syrup, and then colorings are really bad. And they also make an autistic child act out more, you know, those colorings and the bad kind of sugars. And
they crave sugar more than children?
Exactly. I believe what's happening, that's what I've seen, is that we are getting programmed, I mean, in general, to crave certain types of, like, children getting programmed to like sweets, and they go after this. It's not a coincidence that a lot of the sweets have this synthetic coloring and it's synthetic things like coloring and preservatives and flavors, chemicals, you know, and they make you crave that stuff. It's not a coincidence. Because I've been saying this for years, you know, that synthetic coloring works coincides with mind control. And it's not just what the deep state is doing in terms of mind control, keeping you on a lower level. It's also what the aliens are doing, and they're making people more hostile and so on, and it coincides with bad food.
Faith, I hope you got what you needed out of that question, and I hope that all works out for you. Bless you on that. So my next question, or the next question, is Australia, from Australia, from Deb, and she's wanting to know, are they still in the woods? Like, what's happening with them in Australia right now, as far as the New World Order? Are they still going to be policed that heavily right now, or are they going to have a breakthrough that you see coming through anytime soon, maybe so they can feel like they have the liberties we have here in the States, at least, you know, from their perspective, right?
In places, it's going to be kind of bad, like Melbourne, and certain places going to be worse than others. So it's going to, I think it's going to be a different pictures depending on where you are at.
All righty. So Australia, we wish you a lot of love on that. It looks like you're going to have some sort of breakthrough coming through. So just hang on there.
Well, you know, it's interesting though. Someone, a listener, sent us some a message last week. They were at one of the protests or rallies in Australia last week. And they said something that was really interesting, that the other reason why Australia, and Unsava will let us know how she feels about this, that Australia seems to be having such a hard time, is because, and no offense, Australians, but there are in Australia a mass majority of sheeple, non-awoken people. So, Unsava, do you think that that's also causing a lot of the distress in Australia?
Exactly. That's why they can just roll in with their police state and nobody really says anything, because these sheeples, they think the government is good and they're good to them.
Okay. So everybody, now you're going to notice that you're only looking at the two of us, and there's a reason why. We've just spent literally the past hour fighting this internet and with Utsava and the deep state and the interference. I am not kidding when I tell you the past hour has been absolutely insane. We started and stopped probably about 10 times. So then she said, you know what? Let's just get off the internet altogether and I'll call you on the telephone. So say hi, Utsava.
Hi.
So here's Utsava, everybody, on the telephone. And I'm just going to keep it up against the speaker because we have a lot of questions. And this is actually a very good idea.
So just a recap on this, because it did get a little bumpy in there. We hope you got, Faith, your answer that you were looking for autism for Australia. It looks like you just, you know, I probably don't want to hear it. Hang in there. We're sending you a lot of love on our end too to help you get through the other side of this. But looks like it is coming for you. So just, you know, brace yourself and hang in there. So
believe in miracles, Australia. Everything and anything is possible, and never give up faith. Just hang in there, put your faith in God, and we're all going to get through this.
Like Utsava materializing into a cell phone right now. So this is it.
Exactly. Right. The next most popular and most requested question is by far about Michael Jackson. So the question is, my question is about Michael Jackson. I'm not sure if you've covered this yet, but is he alive and working with Q and Trump?
I'm not 100% sure, I have to be honest, but it's possible. He's not on the other side, and that's possible that this is true. I just didn't follow years ago when he so-called died, that I can't say for sure, you know, but he's just definitely not on the other side, and it's possible that this was a JFK Jr. thing, like just the same with Princess Diana and same with Elvis.
Elvis, wait a minute. So wait, did you just throw Elvis and Princess Di into the mix? So there's the possibility then that they are all three of them. Would that be absolutely extraordinary? Actually, four of them, if you put JFK, Princess Di, Michael Jackson, and Elvis Presley. So the possibility does exist that they all may still be living?
Yes. Yes, it's possible. I mean, with
with Elvis, I said this a while back, that he's alive. I got it for sure on that one. But I'm not 100% sure on Princess Diana and on Michael Jackson. But it's possible, and they're not on the other side.
I got it. Okay.
That is awesome. So now let me ask you a quick question. If that possibility does exist, and let's be realistic, that possibility absolutely could exist, do you think that their immediate family members, like their children, would they be in the dark? Or do you think that they also now know that, you know what, their parents are alive?
They didn't know right away. They did not know right away, but down the road, they knew. So when everything was safe, they told them.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be super exciting. Could you imagine? That is something that would really turn the world upside down.
What, Elvis showing up?
Yeah.
Like the real Elvis kind
Elvis
of thing
is
like
alive.
That. The Vegas Elvis. All right. All right. So here's another one for you, Utsava. What does Utsava have to say about people who are having visions from God and people who are having life after death visitations with Jesus? So visitations from God and life after death visitations with Jesus.
What kind of visions from God? Like,
they didn't specify specifically. I think maybe they're just getting higher messages, and they're connecting it, saying it's God, and maybe they're not really sure who or where it's coming from.
Okay. It's possible. It's possible. What is exactly the question?
Yeah, so what do they have? What do you have to say about people who are having visions from God and people who are having life after death visitations from Jesus? So I guess they're wanting to know is like, why are they getting life after death visitations from Jesus? Did this person die or something?
No, they didn't say if they had a near-death experience. No.
All right, okay. All right, well, mm-hmm. I'm trying to be more specific in the questions if you can. Everybody, it helps, you know. But yeah.
There's real. There's something real going on with that, and there is also, it can also be fake, you know, like, for instance, all these pastors who over the years, you know, have been making all these predictions and so-called prophets, and they were wrong. Obviously, it was not the real thing, it's not the real connection, but sometimes people have a real connection, or their connection gets interrupted with the reptilians or dark aliens, they're, altering things. So there's all kinds of things going on.
All right. Okay.
Oh, there you have that one.
Well, whoever answered that, I hope you got what you were looking for there.
This one's a first.
What is it?
Herman Cain. And we have a Herman Cain fanatic here. They want to know.
Don't people want to know about their own lives?
No, they want to know about Herman Cain. Right. Herman Cain and the news media said that he died of COVID. But did he really die of something else? They want to know if he was involved in the sex trafficking. And they just called it COVID.
Who is that? Who is that person?
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
I don't know who that is, but that's what I think I know who you're talking about. And yeah, they've been saying again they died of the coronavirus, or they have the coronavirus positive. These are code words for being arrested or admitting guilt of something, some sort of being in some sort of a legal process.
There you have it. Doesn't look too good for Herman Cain. Let me ask this next question real quick,
ahead.
Jay, because this one is specific. They said, I would like to ask Utsava about the cruel treatment of our wild horses that are being rounded up by helicopters by the cruel Bureau of the Land Management and the U.S. Forestry. They want to know, the cruel director of the Black Lives Matter, William Perry Penley, refuses to comply with the guidelines for roundups and coral management of our wild ones. Is there going to be an ending to this cruelty of our wild ones and burrows? Will the Black Lives Matter bureaucrats be ousted and give a solution for these animals of peace?
Exactly. This is the time that you have to make pressure. You have to make pressure. You have to bring it to Trump's attention and make pressure, and then it will work.
All right.
How do you bring, how does one bring it to Trump's attention?
Well, write him some letters, tweet to him, go to the White House. You have to be invited, I understand. you just have to make pressure.
Got it. All right.
You know, about this issue, and so that it gets addressed, it will get addressed. Right. Yeah.
Here's a biblical question for you, Utsava. Is the Bible 100% true, or is part of it missing and we're not getting the whole truth?
No, the Bible is not 100% truth. There's a lot of things written in the Bible that they're false. It's part of a control system. You know, for instance, there is black magic, and there's white magic, and they don't allow any magic at all. You know, they're saying all magic is bad, mm-hmm. because the deep state at the time wanted to do their magic, and they didn't want anybody else to do magic, so to counter their magic. So they didn't want to leave you powerless, and they say no to go do psychics. I mean, they talk about seers, so it has some things in there, but there's a lot of dogma in the Bible, and a lot of things to take the power away from the people. You know, and tools you could have, spiritual tools that take that away from you. And for instance, astrology that has been used, you know, by the US government, by governments worldwide, they're against astrology, you know, zodiac and things like that. That's wrong. And I think the stories in the Bible are really symbolic. You know, I really think so. Like the times we're going through, that has, like, for instance, Jesus, that's reference to JFK Jr. You know, I think there's a lot of things in the Bible that are completely symbolic, and people just take it literally. There's stories being put together, and then we look in Hinduism, there's very similar stories.
Very similar.
Very similar, like, yeah, the movie Zeitgeist has been pointing that out, you know, so... Yeah, but it's interesting. It's an interesting book, the Bible, and it just don't take it so literally that these things really happen the way it's displayed. It's more like symbolic.
Got it. Okay.
Do you think, since we're coming into an entirely new type of awakening, do you think will there ever be a time that the Vatican, all of those hidden gospels and hidden stories, do you think that they will ever become, number one, public knowledge, and number two, do you foresee a new Bible being written with the right information?
I see that being done down the road within the next 6 years. I see that happening.
That would be so awesome.
A new Bible, yeah. a new biblical or book being
will they call it the Bible?
Yeah, like some book introduced again.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. Yeah, something, a clean version of the Bible, so-called clean version.
The Bible 2020 kind of thing.
Wait
like
a
that?
Sec, that just reminded me, because she said clean Bible, like clean vaccine.
Like a clean vaccine, a clean Bible, like a clean 5D.
Right, a clean 5D. I love it. Clean 5D, clean Bible, and clean vaccine. There was also another question I forgot.
Hold on before you get there. I want to try to jump onto this one. We got it, because I know is this new Bible? Is this gonna teach us more? Like, you know how the Bible, like you said, are teachings. Don't take it so literally. But with this new Bible, will that be more teaching us about 5D kind of training?
Like,
if you would, like metaphysics? Will it be more metaphysical?
Exactly. There's a lot of things that have been edited in the Bible and taken out, like the Book of Thomas, for instance, and other books have been taken out of the Bible. And there's also hidden books, you know, at the Vatican, hidden truths. So I think they will be trying to bring those truths forth.
Since Trump has control of the Vatican now, does that mean he also has control of all of the historical documents?
Yes, they want to release that and reveal those things.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get the question real quick. Yeah. Since we talked about the clean vaccines before, we've had a question. I don't have it written down, so I'm just going to try to wing it. But the question was, with the clean vaccine, How will someone know if they're getting the New World Order vaccine or if they're actually getting Trump's new clean vaccine?
Well, the vaccine, that I think it's going to come out in November, it looks like, in before end of this year. And I don't think these other vaccines, I mean, in America, I don't see them really coming out. I see only really Trump's vaccine.
Well, that's great news.
I'm not sure if the other vaccines, maybe they come out later or something, but it seems like that Trump vaccine is going to be dominating.
Excellent.
We talked about this a bit before on previous shows. With Trump's vaccine, if it comes from Trump's voice or Trump's team, can we make general best assumptions that it relatively is the safest it can be versus just taking it from, let's say, the World Health Organization or anything like that?
Yeah, they want to come up with their bad version. But Trump's vaccine will be dominating.
Trump's vaccine will be dominant. Okay, great.
Got it. Okay, all right. So we'll not say it. Staying on a biblical theme here, Bambi wants to know or says and asks a question. Satan is capable of doing everything that Jesus can do. So Satan is capable of doing everything that Jesus can do. So how do we know that it's really Jesus and not Satan pretending to be Jesus?
Exactly. That's what I've been talking about. You know, when people have visions and things, these reptilians, they have been decorating my house. They have been sending me all kinds of light shows. I know it's fake. Why do I know it's fake? Because it's so blatant. I can see right away when it's fake. When it's the real thing, it's more subtle. If you feel a more higher vibration with it, it doesn't go so much with sensation. So sometimes also people are so wired to get sensation. Like also when they call me for reading, they want sensation. That's not what I offer. I offer, you know, a higher consciousness, and that's not sensational. It can be sensational eventually, but not directly from the mind or from the ego-based perception. It's more subtle. Like higher beings, they present themselves more in a subtle way. They don't invade your space.
That's a good way to put it.
People, for instance, they wake up at night and there's boom, there's somebody in the room and it's so powerful. That's not the real thing. That's like something satanic oftentimes. Hmm. And they can come in a form of light, like the false light of Lucifer is called in the Bible, you know, like it can be disguised as anything. You know, wolf in sheep's clothing can come in different forms.
I think that's excellent advice. So if someone or something is feeling like it's invading your space, you know it's not coming from a higher realm.
Exactly. And it's also, look at the feeling more you're getting. And whatever you're seeing, so a lot of people, okay, they call me up and they have scratch marks on their back, or they're getting really like some alien stuff going on. I mean, really crazy stuff sometimes. And just whatever is happening, what kind of light show is in your room, or they're altering your dreams, or whatever these aliens are doing, or they're showing up, you know, just take a step back, whatever it is. I don't care if it's the good ones or the bad ones. Take a step back and be more like a mindful about it. More like, let's see what this is, and just take it more easily, and then it will show what it is. Just with discernment.
Is there a way to be able to say something, maybe that you say that you can share with our audience, or something that they can test the spirit in some capacity to find out, hey, you know, is the spirit on the, you know, the Jesus side, the Satan side, light, dark, whatever?
Exactly. Whatever you're experiencing, use mindfulness. Just be more like a watcher. No matter what it is, even if you think it's the real Jesus, it doesn't matter. I had people call me up yesterday, and they have all kinds of higher alien contact. And what shall I do with this? It's like, just be mindful of your ego, mindful of your mind, wanting to do something with it. You don't have to do anything. because those things happen when you get put your ego aside. When you're mindful, then they happen more.
Yeah.
So if you try to make it happen, it happens less, and then the interference happens more. Like for instance, I remember one time in my old house, I had a certain pink light showing up in my house, and I knew instantly it was fake, and I was just kind of, you know, paying so much attention and just be mindful and go inside and just don't pay so much attention. And then sure enough, there was I saw some satanic force behind it, some demons, you know, I could see it. Just use discernment, like, just don't take it so seriously. And if it is the higher aliens, when you use discernment and you be more mindful, it will happen more. It won't happen less, it will happen more. Because ego always wants sensations, like, oh, what is this? Let's make it more happening. That's just the ego, and these things happen. Really, the higher energies happen when you put the ego aside, when it just will be more mindful.
That's so true. Do you have any suggestions for people that have loved ones that the loved ones don't realize or understand that they're under attack, or they have dark entities attached to them, but the loved one does know what's happening? Or do you have any suggestions for people, or the loved one kind of does know, but doesn't know, but they know something's off? Do you have any suggestions for people that have entities attached to them, how to release it?
Well, you know, those entities normally do not attach without the person's consent. I mean, if you have attachments, those attachments cannot hold. If your vibration is high and you have a lot of positive thoughts, they don't really attach to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with the person who is drawing that to them. So what can you see a person who doesn't want to listen? You can't really do anything about it. I mean, there are some tools you can use, such as the EIP test locate or Shung guide, that will offset some of it. And when you carry that on you, that it doesn't affect you as much. You know, it has also, it's the problem is deep. It's not just the entity that attaches, it's the person who lets the entity be attached.
Mm.
Like, if you have an attachment and you notice an attachment, you can, you with your willpower, you can say, you must leave now. I do not consent you being here. You must leave, and you will leave in Jesus' name. And then said a prayer, and it will leave you.
With Saba, is there anything to putting, like, you know, people say, you know, to put a white light of protection around you? Is there anything to that? I mean, does that even work?
Yeah, fill it yourself with light for protection. It works. So the armor of God, you know, pray for the armor of God. That's also good for protection.
What about various colors of light? If you surround yourself, let's say, in pink, blue, yellow, gold, white, does the color matter?
Oh, okay. If you want to work with that's fine. You know, the color resonate to the different chakras. They're related to the chakras. So whatever level of consciousness you want to be on, you can do that. I mean, if you sometimes people protect themselves with the blue color.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, Archangel Michael is maybe connected with that. So, you know. They can do that. But I found really effective is the armor of God. You know, pray for the armor of God for protection. That works really well.
The armor of God.
I like that. I'm actually going to write that down, the armor of God. That's nice.
This person's been trying to get this question in for a few weeks. I keep seeing it in here, so I want to get it out for them, and I hope it all works out. But let me read it to you the best I can. They say, I was born with nystagmus.
Can you spell it?
Nystagmus, nystagmus, because the mother had taken a bunch of medication before she had several abortions and miscarriages before she had this person, right, who's writing this letter. This person's very disappointed in the medical system, and they didn't know to give help, and they can't express how, basically, they want to know if there's any cure for this. I don't know if you can pick up on this.
What is that? I don't recognize that.
It's It's called nystagmus, N-Y-S-T-A-G-M-U-S. This person's been looking for a cure for this.
They're really distraught over this.
And, you know, they're wanting to know if there's any cure for anything called nystagmus, N-Y-S-T-A-G-M-U-S.
Well, I don't know what kind of disease that is. Do you know what the kind of disease that is?
I don't.
I never heard of it before, but they said that they got it because their mother was on a whole bunch of medications when she was pregnant. And she also had several abortions and miscarriages before she had this person. And that's what they believe caused this disease.
Okay. Can't you look it up real quick? I don't have internet right now.
Yeah, when in doubt, Google. Hold on, everybody.
Hold on. I'm gonna put my glasses on.
All right, everybody. This is real-time Googling.
Hold on, people. Nystagmus can have causes that aren't due to underlying disease. Okay, hold on, let's see if it gives an example. Hold on. It's an involuntary eye movement which may cause the eye to rapidly move from side to side, up and down in a circle, or they may have slight blurred vision, which would make sense because he said in the letter he can't express how emasculating it is to not be able to look a woman in her eyes.
That would make sense. How are you holding this?
I look at the uncontrolled eye movement.
Yes.
Okay. Well, in a reading, you know, I would tune into that particular person more in a deeper level and see what else is going on and ask them, did they always have it? When did it start? You know, ask the history, you know, ask all kinds of questions, get background information, also tune in. Psychic intuitively into other issues that might be related to this person, so it's individual from person to person. It's not something easy to fix. If it was me, I would work with Shungite and the EIP Tesla plate, and when I sleep at night especially, I would put that on a whole bag of Shungite and a large EIP Tesla plate under my pillow. And so it's close to that eye area, so it's going to get 8 hours or so full healing from that, and that may improve it, you know, do that for a few months, that may improve it. I would take bilberry tincture, that's what I would do. Perhaps cat's claw tea, but I would have to explain how to make the tea. You cannot use metal, and you have to soak it, the cat's claw, and perhaps some other herbs I would recommend for that person.
Okay, thank you. Well, so maybe they'll connect with you.
Yeah,
then.
That sounds like that's probably going to be the better alternative here. Let's go into, I think we covered a bunch of these. Let's go into, just get us into the present. What, you got another one?
Yep. Does Utsava see the virus hoax being exposed, and all the people will actually find out that it is a hoax? And when will this end?
Well, here's the thing. I think it is exposed that it's a hoax. I think the information is out there. Mm-hmm. You see, people want everything served to them. It's like, what are they expecting CNN to say? It's a hoax. No, this won't happen tomorrow. But the information is out there. First they said 150,000 people died. Now, he's saying the official numbers are 9,000 people died. And that's in line with what I've been saying, that the numbers are fake. I said this since day one. I don't even think it was 9,000 people. There's also studies out there that said nobody died of the coronavirus. Mm. The coronavirus was less deadly than the flu virus. It's four times less deadly. The medical establishment has established that since day one. Dr. Drew talked about that. And that's a hoax, and that information is out there. So people should really question. It's like, hey, wait a minute. Now they're saying it's 9,000 versus 150,000. So it's not all true what they're saying. That means it was a hoax. Why do we have to wear masks? I mean, it's up to the people to connect the dots. That's the official numbers now. It's out there. The information is out there. But people are nowadays saying, oh, it's Trump faking the numbers, and these numbers are fake, and Trump is underestimating. There's no evidence out there except what the news media is falsely claiming, that so many people died and it's so dangerous, and oh my god, this, it's all made up.
Yeah,
you know, Like I saw a video the other day, somebody saying, oh, I got the coronavirus, and then this happened to me. This, oh, I got a little bit of fever. And it's just they're describing getting a flu virus. Nobody ever talked about the flu virus like that. Nobody said anything when there was Ebola happening like that. There was no propaganda happening. I mean, people should see through it. And I know a lot of people see through this, the propaganda. And there's a silent majority who sees through it, I think. So it's up to people to connect the dots that information is out there and whoever is ready will see it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we have and a lot of propaganda fake news channels. They're still operating and they want to twist the truth. And some people, a lot of people listening to those, so they're twisting whatever information is out there. That's the interesting thing. The information is out there. You know, I mean, it's like Biden, Joe Biden. How many times does Trump have to say he's an empty vessel, he has been shot, you know, he's not himself, whatever he's saying about him, indicating it's not the real Biden.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All the time.
I mean, and people just don't listen what he's actually saying, you know? And then you compare the pictures, with the pictures, there's different ears. And some people just find all kinds of excuses. It's like, oh yeah, he did a facial surgery and things like that. Oh really, where? I mean, just making stuff up. It's like, look clearly, listen, he says sleepy Biden, creepy Biden,
basement Biden,
something Biden, Joe Hyden, Biden in the basement,
actors and clones. You know, he said it now twice, Biden's been shot. Mm-hmm. Last year, you know, we covered that. And I mean, how clear does it have to get for people to understand what's going on? If they're ready, they're here.
You know what? I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, how much clearer does it have to be? But you're saying at the same time, no. Oh, he had plastic surgery. So you're not really wanting to hear the truth.
Exactly, and those already will hear it.
Yeah,
they will hear the truth through the confusion. You know, people just expect that officially when CNN says it, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they also said that Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels. Something Stormy Daniels now said was a lie. They also said that he's a Russian agent. And there was a Russian collusion, and that's been a proven lie too. So he also said Trump has basically zero chance of winning. Well, he won.
Yeah, right.
Even though he was leading. I mean, how many lies do we have to be told until people realize that they're lying?
Mm-hmm.
But did they still believe that? So that's the soft disclosure that's happening in the public eye, that things are revealed in stages. In those who are ready, they hear it, they're getting it, and more people are getting it, and more people are waking up in stages.
Yeah.
Utsav, I want to ask you, as we get closer now, within just like less than 2 months away from the election, do you still feel like we're on track as far as basically no election, just basically nobody's going to show up, it's going to be Trump's to lose? Do you still feel strong about that?
I mean, I didn't say no election. I said he's really running against nothing. That's the election to me is just a smokescreen. There is an election, mm-hmm. but it's at the same time we already know the outcome, and we already know that they're gonna organize more riots.
Mm-hmm.
Organize more riots, in that they're gonna freak out. But there's nothing going on. He's running against nothing.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
There's nothing. I mean, there's nobody. Okay, there's nobody on the ballot. There's people on the ballot. I never denied that.
Get her predictions correct, Jay. She said he's running against nothing.
Well, you just corrected me. Yeah. So the ballots, the mail-in ballots that they're talking about right now coming in there, I mean, what level of I know Trump's been talking about that a lot. Do you feel like there's going to be a significant amount of fraud being attempted on that? And will that at any point delay the results of the election? Or do you think that once Trump's appointed as president again, it's going to be on the date that he was elected, or is it going to be drawn out a bit?
I think what's going on, there's a lot of water fraud exposed right now, and I think they're gonna try to stall the election results, and they heeded the water fraud and create all this confusion. But the end result is it all doesn't matter. Trump will win anyway, and Trump is in office, and he will stay in office. It just will expose them. So whatever they're doing right now, it exposes them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just arresting more people for water fraud and all that.
All right. Okay. All right.
Excellent news.
That is our good friend Utsava, everybody, from the Conspiracy Corner. And as you can see, she was here to accommodate us in a different form. So thank you for that, Utsava. Appreciate that. And anyway, so Utsava, we're going to put links out there. But is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience on how they can connect with you?
Visit my website, www.utsava.net. I'm having a new website put up. It should be put up later on today. And if you want to join me on the Patreon, I would appreciate it. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Gab, and so on. And if you email me for reading, it has to be prepaid and so on. Sometimes I do not get the emails, especially when people use Gmail or Yahoo Mail. So just be aware of that. Maybe try again another time. Or just text me. The deep state is interfering. My long-term followers know all that. They're getting censored. Just be aware of that.
All right, madam. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I hope you all, whoever got your questions in, I hope you got the answers that gave you some peace there. And, you know, keep them coming in. Ask spirituallyraw@gmail.com. And again, try to be as specific as possible with the questions. That always helps get that out there. And anyway, hope you enjoyed it. We did on this end for sure. Thank you, as always.
Absolutely. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.